So the bracha v'nekai neshama is a beautiful bracha. We refer to our spiritual selves, our essence, who we really are, how inherently and intrinsically we're pure. But it's fascinating that the bracha does not start with the word baruch. Now, often a bracha doesn't start with the word baruch if it's called a bracha smucha lechaverta, if it's a bracha which is next to another bracha. For example, in the Amida, we start with baruch. But then all the other brachas that follow on subsequently from that, Atachainen, Hashiva Shavteinu, Amalshinim, whatever, they all start with the words themselves, not with the word Baruch, because it's a bracha smucha lechaverta. However, when it comes to the bracha of Elokai Neshama, the Avudraham says that's not the reason. The reason why it doesn't start with Baruch is not because it's next to Ashayatza, although it is, certainly according to Aminak. Rather, it's because it's called a Birchas Hodah. It's a bracha of thanks. And the difference is, as far as I understand it, that when you make a bracha on an apple, it's called a Birchas Hanenin. You take the apple in your hand, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melekeinu Melech HaOlam Bri Pri Haetz. You have to know what you're talking about when you make the bracha. You have to know what the bracha is going on. When it comes to Birchas Hodah, you're not holding something in your hand. You're making a bracha of thanks for something rather than a bracha of taking pleasure in something. And that awareness of thanks only comes as you're making the bracha. And therefore it finishes with the word baruch because the awareness comes towards the end, but it doesn't start with it because it's an awareness that builds up. It takes time to appreciate anashama. It's not something we're initially cognizant of. Many people can go through their lives without realizing that there's a spiritual side to themselves, that they have a soul. The bracha v'nekai neshama enables us to get in touch with that soul. In fact, we say elokai neshama, not elokai neshama. We make a little bit of a gap. Because it's not that the neshama is our God. Rather, Hashem, the neshama that you gave to me, that is pure. It's all based on the Gemara. The Gemara is in Brachas Daf Samach Amud Beis. Ki misna'er, when you wake up, you say Elokai Neshama. Why? Because sleep is a 60th of death. Brachas Gemara and Brachas Daf Nazayin Amud Beis just before. And therefore, when we wake up in the morning, it's like Tchias HaMesim. It's a 60th of Tchias HaMesim. But it's real. Why? Because when we're asleep, the connection between the Shama and the Guf weakens. Our body and our soul are in a different kind of relationship. And it's only when we wake up again that they come back together. Isn't that what Tchias HaMesim really is? And therefore the bracha will end off, HaMachazin Neshamas Divkar Mesim, who restores souls to dead corpses. It's important to remember that, to remember our own mortality, to remember essentially and effectively who we really are and what we really are. Remembering that the neshama inside of us is a divine spark. It's a chelek elei kamimah who was placed there by Hashem himself. Elokai neshama shenasata bi. The soul that you put inside me, ta'irehi. This is this pure part of us, this untainted part of us that can never be sullied. No matter what happens to us during our day, that's something that we need to remember. That intrinsically and inherently we're pure.